Welcome to Bro Dude, episode number 35. We are a podcast promoting free speech in a world where context and intent are no longer relevant. We grew up in an age where you didn't have to worry about being labeled a bigot or a racist or a sexist just because you cracked a joke that you thought was funny, you know? So if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and share it out to your friends and family members. With that said, today we're going to be talking about Big Brother and governments around the world trying to influence social media and take control of our lives through it. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, go ahead and give it a listen in episode 35. Here we go.
Welcome to episode 35 of BroJuder. Big Brother is watching you. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you are stroking that dick. So be good for goodness sake.
It's showtime.
Ah! What the fuck is this shit?
Whoa.
Yes, the building our spirit.
I hate gays. I'm homophobic.
Holy shit.
It's good to be back to Bro Duder, episode 35.
So how was the march?
How was the gay rally?
You guys...
Do you feel liberated?
You guys are a little insensitive. It's the LGBTQ plus 3467 march.
Oh, I think you missed one in there somewhere.
And don't try and correct. Don't mansplain, you bigot. I had the time of my life there. I am now woke.
You wear a pussy hat?
Yes, I did.
Wait,
But I also had a penis on the side too, so I could be inclusive.
You had a penis. That's
wow.
A little bit bigger.
Next level.
Almost assume, or like, that's almost assuming that there's two genders. If there's only two forms of genitals on there,
I gotta go back to my chapter leader.
Gotcha, bitch.
I gotta go back to my chapter leader. Let her know.
There's a flaw in the system.
I gotta let Zer know about this. So they can change it.
It's not their bigot.
How was the last 2 weeks without me? You guys pumped it out?
Refreshing. It's great. Probably the best two episodes we've ever had. Yeah.
Hands down.
You pumped out those episodes? Very
nice.
Pumped them out.
Hell yeah.
Talked about cowgirl sex.
Some cowgirl sex. And we talked about... What did we talk about in episode 33? I don't even remember what we fucking talked about in episode 33. But anyway,
Steven's like, fuck, what did we talk about?
I don't know.
It doesn't even matter.
Martin Luther Coon King Jr., baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said mansplaining, and I wanted to revert over to Steven and ask him about his experience at Target the other day with a Zer by, I don't know what Zer's name was, but.
Don't assume.
Yeah, that's true. I'm assuming.
Pronoun.
What happened at Target?
I was in line at Target. Couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday. No, it doesn't matter.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, but it was, you know, freezing cold outside, pouring rain, and I'm just in a t-shirt and shorts, and I'm in line, and the girl in front of me turns around and she's like, "You're not cold?" And I'm like, "No, I'm perfect. This is perfect for me." And she's like, "That's what did she say?"
She says that's,
she's like,
"That's
no, she's like
toxic
typical." I'm like, "Typical what?" She's like, "That's so toxic of you to say that."
What?
I was like, "How is it toxic?" She's like, "It's just complete toxic masculinity."
Oh,
I was like, "Really?" Right. Okay, I just literally started laughing in her face because I thought it was hilarious.
Can you describe this female for me?
Did you just call her a female?
Wow.
But did she look like a female, or did she look like she could identify as one of the 836,000 other genders?
I am not going to make assumptions, so I'm not going to fall into that trap.
Describe her physical appearance.
That's an open-ended question right there.
Describe her physical appearance. Any exotic hair colors?
She had a fat camel toe.
Yes.
Really?
She had blue hair blue streak, like a blue area of hair, and it was short.
Oh.
Pretty short, and she looked like she was probably about college age.
Interesting.
And an interesting wardrobe.
Let's not
colorful.
We're not making assumptions, or
I can't say what gender she looked like because I'm not falling.
Wait,
into
you
that
just
trap.
Said she.
Oh, got him.
Play the fucking horn.
this shit is hard, isn't it?
It is hard.
Keep it up with it.
You have to like. What is it called when you're like
tiptoe around?
Tiptoeing on I forgot.
Wait. Okay.
Whatever this genderless being was, Let's just get right down to
bean,
it.
What? Bean? Did you say bean?
Bean. No, oh, no, no. Oh. You fucking okay. Racist. Go, I said go. Whatever this genderless being was, let's just get right down to the brass tacks. Would you suck a fart out of her butt or its butt or not? I mean, was it hot or what?
It was pretty cute. I won't lie.
First of all, don't refer to a human being as an it. That's very degrading.
That's true.
You can't win.
You can't fucking win. You're just fucking treading on water.
I was dying laughing. Typical. I was like, wow. What's typical? That's just so toxic of you.
You should have toxic masculinity.
Because I'm not because I need to wear a jacket or something.
You should have asked the unknown gendered being person's whatever for you can't say anything without using a fucking gender. You should have asked for this being's number and see what she or fuck. You should have asked for this being's number.
Was that a she I heard?
This being's number.
So Steven was a victim of toxic masculinity. Yet another one. Have you ever been a victim of toxic masculinity, Tyler?
A victim of it or being accused of it. Yeah, a suspect. I wasn't the victim, I was the suspect.
Oh yeah, that's backwards.
You're the perp.
Yeah, I was the perpetrator.
Okay, you're the perp. You are exhibiting very large levels of toxic masculinity to this poor Zer.
The testosterone was oozing out of my pores.
Again, assuming the gender, man.
Here we go.
Actually, we're all perpetrators imagine lifting something heavy. Lifting, something heavy that a female can't.
Toxic masculinity? I don't have to imagine lifting something heavy. You might have to.
Is that toxic?
Yeah, he's been drinking his chocolate milk, so the muscles are probably getting swollen now.
You've been drinking badger milk too?
Chocolate milk? What the fuck is badger milk?
You never saw that movie, Animal? What was it called with Rob Schneider? I think it was called The Animal. Where he's like,
I've never seen that movie.
I don't think I've seen it either.
Oh yeah. My God.
I know it's regarded as a classic though.
You know, you guys aren't fucking well. Okay, so basically what I remember of the movie is he is trying to get bigger and he's like slowly gaining animal attributes and he sees this ad on TV for badger milk and it's, he starts getting gains and he's like, oh shit. I think it must be the badger milk.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah.
I gotta try some badger milk.
We gotta fucking play the clip, shit.
Come on. Yeah,
not right now.
Never clip. Yeah, don't look for it. So imagine all of us are perpetrators of toxic masculinity because I'm pretty sure at one point in all of our lives, let's see, just as one example, we've lifted something heavier. I mean, we lifted something heavy that a female couldn't lift just because she, I don't want to, I'm going to get in trouble. She was weaker.
Oh,
is that displaying?
That is toxic masculinity right there.
Okay, but toxic masculinity has transformed from being a gentleman. Because if you think about it, if you see and I hold the door open, not just for ladies. If there's a guy coming in, I'll hold the door open.
I fucking shut that shit when I see a guy coming. I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker.
If holding the door open can be regarded as toxic masculinity, and there have been reports of ladies on Twitter saying, I'm like, can you believe this guy's trying to hold the door open? I can open my own door. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's
and then we have females, chivalry is dead. Yeah, well, that's just, why you killed it.
I know. I mean, to throw a blanketed statement over all women, obviously they're all not. I would say the majority of women don't think like that. If you're going to hold a door open for a woman, she's not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy is holding a door open for me. I can open it myself. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe in the bigger cities, but I think most women would appreciate you holding a fucking door open
for them. Yeah, but then, not even women too. Now we're talking about in general, being courteous. Have you ever held a door open for someone and they just walk right in?
Oh my God, dude, I want to fucking just like, be like, no, you walk back outside and open this door yourself. God damn it.
What do you mean? Like, what? Hate, you mean like, without saying
open
anything?
The door
without acknowledging it? Yeah, that is
annoying.
And they
don't say thank you. Like little kids and shit. I'll straight up call them out on it. Like, I'll be like, oh, you're welcome. You know, as they walk away. And
only
like,
on little kids?
No, on everybody.
But, okay. Yeah.
But I mean, especially adults, but it bothers me with kids too. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Spoil little bitch.
And I'll, If that annoys me to no end. If I hold the door open, they just walk right in. I'll just look at them. Yeah, you're welcome.
Exactly.
And they typically will look back, or like you kind of do that like little fake little look back real quick.
Yeah.
Like as if they're going to mutter something like, oh, thank you or something. Or they just won't.
They won't say anything.
They won't say anything. Yeah. They don't want to do anything.
Most of the time they just like they get kind of scared. Maybe like tiny little look back, but they won't say shit, you know. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't know I was the goddamn fucking door serviceman for fucking genderless being over here, you know. Fuck.
I was where was I? What city was it in? I forgot. Paramount. Doing some errands.
Yeah.
And I parked behind a...
Is that where the march was?
Running. I parked behind one of those taco trucks, you know, those lunch trucks, but like yeah. it's the brand one, the light blue on it. It's a silver truck with the blue lettering on it. I forgot what they're called. But it was
like
one of those...
famous one?
Yeah. I mean, you can see them everywhere. I parked behind it, and I guess they were wrapping up. But I was going to be... I just went inside real quick, and then I came out, and the lady that was in the taco truck was looking at my car like she was seeing if anyone's in there. And as I was walking in or walking back out to my car, and she says something in Spanish like, ah, but you could tell she's saying like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I need to get out of here. And I just laugh and say, relax. And she looks like, relax. And then she yells something else in Spanish.
Oh my God.
Like, God, what? I was there for like 15 seconds.
That shit would.
Relax.
I hate when people are so uptight about that kind of shit. Like, what do you?
I guess satisfaction, or not pleasure, but like satisfaction, you know, because if say someone else with a short temper was in that situation, that could have escalated.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, what, fuck you, bitch. And then you start going at it and knock on the door, excuse me. I like seeing people so upset like that. That's not the reason why I like it, but I like being able to respond, relax, and just going on my way. Just like did someone cut me off? I think someone cut me off. Something happened on the road the other day, and I started honking. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Yeah. And he, I can see him. We're stopped now. It's stopped traffic on the freeway. And I can see him. See his eyes, his glasses looking at me in the rearview mirror. And he's going like that. And so with a big smile, I don't know what he was thinking. I'm just going like that, copying him. And we keep going back and forth, just waving, putting up our hands. I'm like, what the fuck? Until he stops. I'm like, what was that going to do?
Yeah. Wait. So was he laughing about it eventually?
No, he was like pissed off. He was serious. But it's like, yeah. I'm laughing. He's pissed off. I wonder what he's thinking. Like, why the fuck is this guy laughing?
I hate when people do that. They look at you and like, this is like the universal fucking hand sign for like, what the fuck are you doing kind of a thing. And
this means fucking go.
I know. Exactly. Everybody knows. But I mean, if you're in fucking traffic, then... what are you going to do? Fucking like rear end the guy in front of you? You know, I mean, you're in fucking traffic. What are you going to fucking do? Like, you can't do fucking anything when there's a goddamn car in front of you. It's fucking traffic hour, asshole.
I wanted to talk about a very disturbing YouTube comment that we got in our video on an episode that I was not there for.
Read it to us. Do you have it?
Read it to me, brother. What do you got?
This young man named James V. It's his YouTube name. Oh, it's on your episode called, or our episode you guys filmed called Martin Luther Coon King Jr. Such a bigoted episode. And he said, this show was so much better with, or I think he meant is. This show is so much better without the constant laughter of that Filipino dude. And there's only one guy that looks Filipino, and that's referring to me. I take great offense.
Clearly.
I expected you guys to stand up and defend me and bash him online with me, but no. I didn't get any such response. What's going on with you guys?
No, he has a point there, so.
God.
And you fucking
volume. Oh my God, my phone went off.
So what's going on with the hate comments?
This is the second time someone's called you Filipino, isn't it? Didn't we have someone before call you a Filipino? Some girl on Instagram or something.
Wasn't it like episode? It was the episode where we filmed at your house. That one, the one setup we had where we talked about your Jamaica trip, but you still have to talk about it.
Yeah, that was that episode.
What episode was
that?
It
was like
15?
I think it was 11.
Yeah, it was that episode that you said something about.
No, I was reading a tweet from this Asian girl.
And that was actually episode 7, I think. It was either 7 or 11.
This tweet from this Asian girl that was talking about white people. And I was trying to make a point on how it'd be regarded as racist worldwide if you replace white with black.
Yeah.
And I was doing that. And it,
and I kind of took it out of context a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Steven made it sizzle. Steven made it into like a little sizzle that took it out of context. And of course, we got reactions from it. And one was this female who she was distraught and she was visibly upset because of how racist I came off. But at the same time, she was being racist herself by calling me a stupid, dumb Filipino.
Assuming for one.
Assuming I was Filipino. I my goodness. What a disgrace to my Native American heritage. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm not married. Oh, wait. I might be Native American. I don't know. Who knows?
Probably got a little bit in you.
You should fucking find out.
I'm going to claim Elizabeth Warren.
You might be getting some free land if you do.
Did you know Elizabeth Warren was in the news because she wrote on one of her bar exams back in the 80s in Texas under ethnicity, Native American.
Wow. She like wrote it in?
She wrote what? Native American.
What the fuck? Wow.
And then she comes out, I'm sorry. Okay. We have a very, very serious subject. We have a very, very, very alarming report from China.
China? I need a fucking soundboard clip. China, China, China.
China. Hey, let's pick it up with the soundboard over there, Steven. Thank you. Please, thank you for moving it here.
Fucking producer guy.
He's homophobic. Oh my God, who would say that? can I get a Nuhuru, please? I want a Nuhuru.
He's going to have to look.
Yeah, baby. Big Brother is watching all of us. We already know this. There's a reality show based upon it. I mean, Jesus, come on now. Anyone watch Big Brother?
No.
I had no idea it was still a show. I thought it was still a show.
Damn.
Survivor's still going too, isn't
really?
It?
Survivor's still going. I know these shows because
Janice watches
Survivor, and she watches a reality show on MTV, X on the Beach, or one of those, where they get a bunch of different reality stars. Watch it with her, and it's like, oh, this person, Scott from Big Brother UK. I'm like, what? Big Brother's still a damn show?
I know. I remember that shit. And like, that was the show where they would fucking put all those people in the same house with video cameras and shit. And
I never even watched a full episode, but I imagine it's like Real World.
I don't even remember. I just remember hearing about one of the couples or one of the two people on there. They ended up having sex and they got kicked off the show. That's the only thing I remember.
Real World, sex goes on fucking every goddamn hour.
Real World's still a show too, isn't that?
Like, oh, I don't know if it's still a show. I think it got replaced by all those other MTV shows. Anyways, at this point, MTV is like movie television.
It's fucking not music television.
It's RTV. RTV, reality TV.
Used to be cool. Watching the music videos in the morning before school, getting ready.
And now Tyler has to...
What?
Tyler has to run around naked outside as his punishment as the Biggest Loser tonight. That's from, what is it?
The Biggest Loser?
No, Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Practical
that
Jokers?
That show is pretty funny. Yeah.
It's funny. Making him the Biggest Loser tonight. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Biggest Loser, the show.
No, there's a show, but yeah. Anyways, and that's another one. Biggest Loser. All those majority of those people gained all that weight back.
A lot of them gained a lot of the weight
back. Because if you think about it, how the hell are you going to emulate that process under no supervision, no guidance, no one pushing them? On the show, they had like super strict diets and all those workout regimens, and they can't do this, go to that. And then they're, all right, cool, you lost all this weight, go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You really think they're going to be like, all right, I'm going to stick to it just like this? No, it's like any other diet.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to go on a diet for this long, and then, oh, I lost weight, cool. All right, now I'm going to start creeping back to my chips and my french fries and burgers.
I mean, fitness and health isn't about diet as much as it is about mindset. You know, you need to get your mindset right before you just go, okay, I'm going to eat healthy and do all this, and then I'm just going to go straight back to eating the fucking cookies and donuts and burgers all day.
That's a huge bitch.
You got to get your fucking mind right before you can get your gut right, I think. Personal opinion.
Before you get your gut right. That's true. But you can also apply that to literally every single thing. Yeah,
you really could.
Everything.
What were you getting to?
Speaking of our minds, soon they will be reading our minds. Big Brother. We already know it's been, I mean, with, what year was it? Operation
Webpack?
Prism. Prism. Remember Prism was unveiled?
I don't remember that.
Or uncovered. I think WikiLeaks uncovered Prism. You don't remember Prism? where there was, remember for a long time there were rumors, oh my God, they could be, haha. The joke was like, oh, they're tracking us through our phone, or they're reading our
emails. Was, I remember the jokes, yeah.
PRISM is a code name for a program under which the United States National Security Agency collects internal communications from various U.S. internet companies.
So when PRISM was uncovered, it confirmed all the conspiracy theorists. All the conspiracy theorists were vindicated because they're seen as crazy. Oh, come on, stop. You're being paranoid. And then all of a sudden, bink, yep. Who are the NSA? And we have been collecting your shit from Verizon. All stuff. Granted, it was, I believe it was, what they got was, the data was all encrypted or however, but they still have to like, all they had to do was just go through it and unencrypt it or something like that. I'm not really too privy on the technicalities, but they were collecting our shit.
Yeah. Then there was another thing that came out. I mean, it was kind of one of the smaller things where all the Samsung TVs were actually recording you while you were watching the TV. I forgot what that was called.
That was like last year, I think.
Something 8 gate or something. I can't remember what the fuck. Something gate. They fucking like to call all these scandals something gate.
I know.
Pizza gate. Fucking 8 gate. Fucking.
Is it Gamer Gate?
Oh, Gamer Gate. There you go.
I
forgot what that one was fucking called, though.
Yeah, so Samsung could turn on the camera, I think.
Yeah, while you were watching it or something like that.
Which, okay, so if you go back to PRISM, NSA, that program, I think it was in the Patriot Act or something like that, but they basically justified it by saying, hey, we're keeping the country safe by intercepting any correspondence between terrorists, stuff like that, people planning to bomb anything, which, okay, yeah, I can see that. But they're also, who knows, an employee. Oh, what's his name?
Snowden?
Maybe, Snowden. That's the guy. That's the guy that exposed it all. But at the same time, guys like Snowden, guys like working at the NSA, unencrypting all that information, who knows? Yeah. They could be nosy. Oh, let me see what my ex-girlfriend's doing.
Exactly.
And it... At most, okay, let's look at it in this point of view. It's creepy to know that someone is looking at your shit. It's creepy. Remember when my car didn't get broken into, but it was
intrusive.
I accidentally left my car unlocked and someone was in there, stole my radio, all that shit.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. My car works fine, but it's still like, ugh, someone was in my shit was in here without me. That happened to me last night too, again.
What?
Yeah.
They broke in and...
No, but I stupid me, I unlocked my car again.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I parked in a different spot. Right next to the mailboxes, where it's bright as hell. It's a big-ass bright light.
Yeah.
Still, someone opened the door. I noticed immediately when I went to my car. I forgot my keys, so I had to go back up anyways. But I went to my car, and the car door was closed as if someone was there in the middle of the night and didn't want to slam it. Just like,
oh yeah,
touched it real quick. I was like, what the fuck? So I opened it. I did a quick survey, opened my middle compartment. And I remember I had 2 pay stubs in there. One of which, the one we got yesterday, I stuffed in there, all gone.
What?
My grand. So they took pay stubs and they took my registration.
That is so
stupid. DMV registration.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, I still have to call my bank, all that stuff to make sure. Cause there's, I don't know how much information is on there as far as, because I know they block out the social, they block out their account number, but I was reading online, like, what happens if your pay stub's stolen? Mm-hmm. They said to call the credit bureau, the bank, all that stuff, just to, in case they try and cash that void check or something.
Yeah.
So I got to do that. But it's just, at most, I could tell they're in a hurry almost, or like they didn't want to be there too quick, because I could tell they took, because I have in my middle compartment, they have a little place for change,
mm-hmm.
like a quarter slot, dime slot, and then a dime bag slot. I'm just kidding. A dime slot and then a nickel slot. And I had both of them filled to the top and they're all depleted down, but not all of them were missing. So that tells me he was quickly, oh, let me grab these real quick. He didn't have time to meticulously kind of grab everything. All the pennies are on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's certain signs that, okay, he didn't thoroughly go through the whole car. He just kind of opened the front, quickly opened stuff. Oh, let me get this. And then got out real quick.
Yeah.
Because my back seat was untouched, virtually untouched.
Yeah.
There was 3 Diet Cokes he could have taken.
Oh, shit. The most valuable thing in the entire car.
Hey, I love Coke right now. After that dumbass Pepsi commercial.
It's terrible. Garbage. What the hell, Pepsi?
Oh, that's something you could have played, but it's fine. There's a Pepsi commercial, terrible Pepsi commercial with Cardi B. Go look it up. Talking about the grrr.
I don't even know. I watched it. I didn't even get it.
I didn't get it at first, but I guess apparently that's her mannerisms. Like she does stuff like that.
It's like her little catchphrase.
Cardi B. She's just so cringy every time I see anything she's associated with.
She does talk about taxes. Then she doesn't like taxes. But then she says, I hate taxes. Why do I got to take all those taxes? But then she'll say, vote Democrat.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That just shows how fucking stupid she is. I mean, not saying she's stupid.
She doesn't like taxes. She's an ex-stripper. It's all cash, baby.
That's true. Cash money.
So basically, it feels intrusive when your car gets broken into. It feels intrusive to know that the NSA and
the, okay, so yeah, so that's the same feeling. Like, because I was thinking about it. What if someone were to look at my text messages and everything? I'm not plotting to bomb anything. I'm not part of a terrorist organization, so I don't have anything to worry about that. What will they find? Some juicy gossip about personal relationships? Okay, whatever. I mean, at the end, it doesn't really matter to them because it's like, okay, this is citizen number whatever. I just happen to get a glimpse of his personal life. All right, whatever. You know, it's, I don't know. There's a disconnect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy doesn't personally know you, but at the same time, I know why people would be upset because it's like, what? Get out of my shit.
Exactly. For me, it's like, yeah, there's a possibility they could be going through your shit and seeing your dick pics, your nudes, whatever, anything you would never want anyone else to see. Yeah, there's a possibility someone out there is looking at it that you don't know. I'm definitely against them looking through your shit. I'm definitely against them looking at that. I don't want anyone seeing that I don't give permission to. At the same time, if it is happening, what am I gonna do about it?
Right.
Not buy a phone? Fucking live off the grid, go live in the mountains and fucking hunt with my bare hands and shit. Steven's like, sign me up, bro.
Damn right.
I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It's unavoidable to have a phone, to have a credit card, to have a car, to have a place. If you're going to live in the city and live in a modern lifestyle and have a normal life, then there's nothing you can do. If they're going to spy on you, they're going to spy on you. You want to look at my dick, fucking Tommy fucking whatever the fuck on NSA employee?
Tommy what?
I mean, go right ahead. You can look all you want. I don't care if you're going to look at that. If that gets you off, go right ahead.
Well, like you said, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that also kind of brings another question in my head is, how come these marches are so selective? These marches will march for women's rights, and then marches will march for pro-choice and pussy hats and against the president. Okay, whatever. I can understand if you don't like the president. But I would think this is a big-ass bombshell once PRISM came out, and then people want to, let's go march against PRISM and everything. I demand you to stop looking through my shit. Why? What happened to those marches?
I know.
There were no marches then. So it's very peculiar on how these marches crop up for different topics.
Yeah, to me that seems like an issue that shouldn't be a matter of politics. It shouldn't be a matter of conservative or liberal. It's someone out there is potentially looking at your penis or your fucking vagina or your tits or something, you know? They're looking at that. Why is that a matter of politics?
You bring up a good point though. Maybe it's because it's kind of bipartisan in the sense that PRISM wasn't unveiled as a Democratic thing. It wasn't unveiled as a Republican thing. It was unveiled as just like a government thing, and both parties kind of run and fund and staff the NSA. So it's not like these wild Democrats are going to go out and march to fight for their party. You know what I mean? Like if it was the Republicans are collecting information, boom, I think that would spark a march. Or if it was the Democrats who are sparking are going through public information or private information, then Republicans will probably march or something against it. But the point is there's it's bipartisan almost, so it's like both parties are like, all
exactly.
Right, let's keep living our life. So that's what we're dealing with right now here in the beautiful states of America. But pretty soon, I believe 2020, China, big China, will be unveiling their total recall.
What are they going to fucking media populate system. The Mars or Mars? Shit.
So they're gonna be the government's gonna be tracking their footsteps, their keystrokes, their likes, their dislikes, their every aspect of their life, and it's gonna contribute to their social rating. It will contribute to their social rating, affecting loans they can take out, affecting employment, affecting healthcare. If you have a low social rating, say you like Alex Jones and you're a big Alex Jones nut in China, and the government's seeing all this shit, like, oh, this guy's, he's a conspiracy nut and he likes Alex Jones, and his social rating is going to go down.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, and say you have a poor social rating and then all of a sudden you have an illness, you got to go to, sorry, your social rating you have insufficient social rating status. What the hell? Because I liked Alex Jones.
Looks like you last week on February 1st, 2:27 p.m., you liked a post from Alex Jones. Later, you were listening to Steven Crowder. Looks like you had some Gavin McInnes in there somewhere. Sorry, you're going to die, buddy. I mean,
yeah.
This is exactly like an episode of Black Mirror, like exactly like Black Mirror, other than it's not in China. It's here in the States, I think, or over in Europe somewhere.
I think it's doesn't the UK. Really matter.
Okay, it's in the UK. The whole show was filmed in the UK, during that season. And this chick is just trying to get a certain amount of social status points to befriend people who have other higher social status points. And spoiler alert, she works real hard to get up all these points. And then she gets up to where she's interacting with these higher level social point people in the world, like celebrities pretty much. And I forgot what happens, but she completely blows it and goes all the way back down to zero or something like that. And I can't remember. I think she killed herself or some shit.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. You got to watch the episode. It's a fucking great show.
That's similar to one of the first episodes, the UK version of Black Mirror. I think it was the first or second episode, or it has that beautiful song. I forgot who sings it, but they're all in treadmills.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. The black guy?
Yeah, the black guy, and there's a white.
That's a great episode.
Yeah, that was a good one.
They're all on treadmills to get up points or earn money, and then he gives all his money to her so she can go to that same thing. And then he just sees how she becomes corrupt and all this shit, and she's used for like porn and all that stuff.
I remember that. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Oh yeah, she wanted to get on that a talent show to sing because she loves singing. But then the smutty guy, the judge, is like, "Yeah, you look good to be a porn actress."
Yeah,
and then she's like, "It's like either go back to running on that treadmill or go to this new life."
Yeah,
so she was like, "Oof," she took the life. I don't blame the gal. But yeah, so the Chinese government's going to be tracking everything that you do. Do you think that would spark marches here in America if that happened here?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I mean, if certain people would benefit from it.
Then people would know that I'm watching gay midget porn in my private time.
I mean,
you too?
I think a lot of people would benefit from it. So there would be people that would actually support this because they would. I mean, people that are already big on social media, the balance is already in their favor. If the government were to enact something like this, they'd start off with, I mean, say the cap is 1 billion points. They'd start off with a couple hundred million already. So they wouldn't have to start from the bottom. So this would benefit quite a few people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane. But that reminds me of, or it gets me to think about, big tech companies like Google and Amazon, how Amazon has their Alexa. Google has their, what is it?
Google. Oh. I don't know.
Google Home. Boring.
Google Home.
Okay, Google.
Boring.
And Windows has Cortana, which
that
is
one's
lame.
Fucking, I mean, that's the coolest sounding one.
Yeah, Cortana.
Straight out of fucking Halo.
Yeah, it is. And then.
It's the worst working one.
I know.
Siri.
Siri, yeah. Apple has Siri, and they're, I mean, you can say, hey, Siri, and it'll automatically.
Yeah.
But who's to say it's not already listening? We already know about those. You're talking about Planet Fitness. And then I was talking to Planet Fitness to Janice the other day. And then I go on Instagram, ad for Planet Fitness. So I was like, oh, here it goes again. I'm not shocked at this point because it's like, oh, yep, there it is. So just talked about it.
You could just think about it.
So they have to be. They have to be. There's no denying it. There has to be some kind of monitoring.
Pretty soon it's going to be at the point where you're just like on your phone, taking a shit, 20% off toilet paper at Target.
Tired of wiping your ass raw?
Order now.
Get a bidet. No.
Order now, and a drone will drop it off right to your bathroom. Like a little drone buzzes up right to the window.
Imagine it goes right to you in the toilet. My windows are closed. How'd you get in?
Oh shit!
So, but why aren't we paranoid about? Is it because we've grown comfortable with it already? It's like, yeah.
I think people are willing to give up privacy for convenience.
That's I think, you know what? I think that's it. Because I was thinking the other day, like, I want to get like a Nest or something to put up in my house, or like some kind of surveillance, or even my car, even my car. And
got a whole system at this house.
But I'm thinking, where is it? Google. Is Google's Nest, right? I think Nest or Ring.
I think Nest is...
Somebody bought that.
I think Ring. I think Google bought Nest, and then Ring is by itself.
No, somebody bought Ring for like $1 billion.
Woo! Hey! But anyways, whichever one Google owns, you got to be thinking that...
Google owns Nest, yeah.
Okay, so say you have a Nest. You got to be thinking... You got to be thinking that somewhere in the back of your head, you know, they're collecting data. They could be transmitting this footage to their private servers for God knows what. But that's the thing. That's the feeling of, ooh, my privacy is being invaded. Ugh, I don't know how to think about this. But then think about where the data is going. The data is going up to their servers, being stored for what? They might never access it. But what if you get in like a serious crime or something, and then they access it? Oh, according to here, whoa, what the fuck?
You watched a YouTube video on January 27th of 2013.
And see, as you see in the defendant's house right here, or what's the opposite defense in the court?
Prosecutor.
What? No. Prosecutor. The defendant and the accuser? Accused?
Prosecutor.
Really? Prosecutor. I thought prosecutor was the guy who prosecutes.
He's the attorney.
Oh, defendant. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. I'm retarded. So defendant. You see
something I don't know.
You see the defendant here in his house. He's clearly watching a YouTube channel. And then fast forward 15 minutes, he begins jerking off in his computer chair. And then another 15, here it is. Here it is. This is what we want to see.
We didn't even need to see all that other footage. But it's good to know. Noted.
It's good to know. No, it's very important. You'll see here. You see where he finishes. His splooge is on the floor right here in Exhibit A. All right, I'm going to circle this right here. Now watch as the prosecutor... That doesn't sound right, prosecutor. The
plaintiff?
There, you searched it, didn't you? Yeah. The plaintiff.
The prosecutor is like when it's like the state coming against you, you know? Plaintiff is when it's a person, I think.
Oh, okay. So our defendant did not knock out the plaintiff. The plaintiff clearly slipped on the splooge and knocked his head. But that would come in handy for the defendant then. Ooh.
Yep.
Unknowingly, but still.
I mean, at some point in the future, you won't be able to go anywhere without being filmed by something. Your fucking TVs are filming you. Samsung TVs. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be all TVs are going to have a camera on there.
I have a nice sticker
blocking. You have a camera and a mic in your hand or pocket at all times. Not to mention location tracking.
Yeah.
Everything's right there already. So it's not really the future. It's kind of
See, that's what I think. That's what I think. Like, okay, location tracking. They know my location. But who's they? It's Google. Okay, so am I a thief? Am I a criminal on the run? No, so I don't worry about it. I would worry about it if I was a criminal, but that's the same thing. There's people say, oh, what do you have to worry about? Really nothing, but it still leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, it gives you better targeted ads, you know? So it's like, say you go out of town somewhere that you haven't been to ever. It's like, you're just traveling along, whatever, and you get a little notification on your phone. You're like, It's like, bing, I don't know, Yelp or something. Based on your current spending habits, here's some recommendations for you. Here's the Toy Barn. They're currently having a sale for 20% off on black dildos. We thought you might enjoy this tip.
Imagine you have all that data in your debit card now, so you ring up at the Toy Barn. She looks at you. Looks at all your purchase history. Sir, we actually have 10-inch black dildos back in that corner right there. Did you want to pick one up?
It's going to get to the point where you go to the store and they already have the shit there you were going to buy. It's like, we have your order here already, sir. You don't need to look around. Oh, shit. Cool.
It's like, well, what about those the can of Pringles? I wasn't thinking of buying those. You were about to think about it in about 5 minutes. You're gonna it's gonna pop up in your head.
we were about to implant a neural memory into your head.
5 minutes later, you're in the car. Oh shit! I do want Pringles.
You just open them up without even thinking about it. Thanks, Google.
We're gonna have an autonomous life.
That is how I could see it being that way. Like, basically, so much data compiled on you that it knows you better than you know yourself. You know?
Ooh, yeah. That's scary.
It's going to be the Matrix one day. You're just going to be sitting in a fucking, like, in your fucking bed at home. Like, You don't even have to think about anything anymore. They're just multiple drones flying into your house at one time. You're on your fucking grandma's boy rig at home. Just making money. Just at home.
A tube into your mouth for and then hydration.
The drone comes in fucking with a little straw on the drink.
That's too much effort to pucker up and suck on the straw. Come on.
Just have an IV.
There you go. I know.
Another drone comes up and opens your mouth for you. The other drone comes in and feeds you.
Like Wall-E. Have you seen Wall-E? Where everybody's in those floating chairs with those screens in front of them.
Fat as fuck.
Yeah, everybody's obese.
Hey, that movie wasn't accused of fat shaming.
I know, that's true.
What year was that?
That was, shit. Yeah, look that shit up.
Everyone was everyone was like, what a magical, great movie. I love it.
I know. Was it a Disney movie? Or was it
Wall-E, June 27th, 2008.
Oh, it might have been
Was
Pixar.
It Disney?
It is Disney Pixar.
Oh, when are we going to have a Wall-E land? It's already fucking there every day when you go to Disneyland. Big old fat motherfuckers on their fucking... the whole park's Wall-E land.
I like that movie.
It was a good movie. Idiocracy was another one that was in that realm.
I didn't watch the movie because that was when I didn't have kids.
Wall-E?
You never saw it?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
You didn't have kids to watch that. It's good. There's a lot of things that kids won't even understand, you know?
Really?
Yeah. There's some good shit in there.
It's really
good. Good movie. Watch it.
You guys watched Frozen too, didn't you?
I did.
I haven't seen
it's
Frozen.
A good movie. It's a beautiful movie.
Love the song, though.
Oh, everyone knows the song. Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay. So anyways, privacy. What's your verdict on data collection, Tyler?
On data collection, I'm at the point where, like I said, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. I'm not going to be the fucking white knight to stand up and be like, you are not going to collect my data. You know, like.
Someone has to do it, though. There has to be one person.
I mean,
if they take it that seriously.
Yeah, you either just go along with it or you try to fight it, you know, like the old saying, the old tale. If you can't beat them, join them. So,
Would you have done that in Nazi Germany?
A lot of people were forced.
We know.
A lot of people were forced to. So, I mean, I don't know
I look Aryan.
No, I'm just saying. There was a good podcast I was listening to on this where there was like a psychologist. It might have been who's the famous gender psychologist, Canadian professor?
Jordan Peterson.
Porn Peterson. I know what you're thinking
mind
about.
Is.
Here comes the drone right now, dropping off a Playboy or a fucking
Playboy. That's outdated.
That's true. Dropping off a fucking Pornhub subscription.
The drone just pulls up with a screen.
A little Pornhub gift card.
The screen folds out of the drone and just porn playing.
Another drone comes up and unzips your pants, fucking starts stroking you.
Automatic lubrication.
Would you like soft?
Spewing out of it.
Would you like soft or hard friction?
Hard! A drone doesn't even fucking come up and show the video. Like a fucking screen just folds down from your head. Oh, there goes Andrew.
And the arm comes out from behind.
There goes Andrew. That's his porn break.
Tell which, increase speed. Increase speed.
Okay,
increase
Google.
Speed.
Okay, Google, increase speed. Oh, shit. I was going to say he...
Increased tension.
He had a good outlook on that where if you were born in Nazi Germany in the right time period, would you have been in the Nazi army? Would you have joined the ranks of the Nazis, basically? And he's like, I don't know, you know, maybe you're in that time.
Do you want to be on the right side of history, Tyler? That's a popular saying nowadays. I want to be on the right side of history.
I don't really care what side of history I'm on, to be honest.
As long as I fucking survive. If being on the right side of history doesn't matter, what matters then?
Making that cash money.
I mean, that's it. That's all people care about, money nowadays. I mean,
well, one as of the things as I the great, care about. You know? As the great Franz Zach from Attila once said in his song, I forget what the song was called. The lyric goes, trapped in a world where money controls you, hustle hard or be a piece of shit. Those are some true words, though, if you think about it. I mean, you won't literally be a piece of shit, but I mean...
He has another song. Speaking of Attila lyrics, what's that fucking song?
Pizza.
Oh, no. He has a song. He says...
We heard a lot of people, oh, God, these guys like Attila.
The literal last lyrics of the song, and I quote, I'm pretty sure are ugly faggot. the song ends.
Oh, yeah. You ugly faggot. Dude, actually, now that I think about it, yeah, that was, that album came out probably right before the whole, how dare you say those terrible words?
The song is called Back Talk. Now that we're going on a little tangent here, might as well get into it. The very last lyrics of this song are, let me look it up here. Everybody hates you. You're just another fucking bitch that I want to punch in the face. Your ass is jealous of the shit that comes out of your mouth.
That's a good one. I like that
one. You should just replace it with a dick. It would only make more sense. You ugly fucking faggot. Or you fucking ugly faggot.
Imagine writing those lyrics. Like, I need to write some lyrics for a song. All right. Yeah. Nobody likes you. Your dick. What was it? Take a dick. You fucking ugly faggot.
We need some classical music playing in the background here. Some Beethoven playing in the background.
Concerto and major. I know. C major, please.
I need to get concerto in my zen here for a moment. The fucking all right, here we go, time to write some lyrics. I have some inspiration here. What if all your secret shit talk wasn't as quiet as you once thought? I can hear your voice through the grapevine. I said gayvine almost. Secrets don't exist in on my time, always talking shit but you can't hide, running your mouth like a bitch. These are some. This guy's the songbird of our generation, right here.
Running your mouth like a bitch.
Here you go. Need some inspiration. I can hear your voice through. Oh, wait, back talk getting the best of you. Bitch, we're gonna fuck you up. Cowards trying to hide their face. But I think you're out of luck today. Back talk getting the best of you. Bitch, we're gonna fuck you up. Cowards trying to hide their face. But I think you're out of luck today.
Beautiful. That was the song of our generation.
Anyways, we went
down. What the fuck is going on?
Where have you been, Stefano?
We were talking about
dealing with cameras.
My stance on the age of the cyber world coming down.
Data collection.
And just to go back, when you said it's like Matrix, you know who will be Neo. This guy right
here. Yeah, right.
I'll be Neo.
Better start fucking hitting them weights, hitting them weights and protein shakes.
Wait, did you not see Neo? He was thin as a board.
Well, he was only thin because his real world body was stuck in the Matrix for so many years. Malnourished, by the way. And then he was released from the Matrix pod. And then he was pretty weak when he finally woke up. He couldn't even stand.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. For like a couple seconds. Anyway. I got to watch all the movies again because that shit goes deep. And watching it as like a 10-year-old, I'm like, oh, cool, action.
Yeah.
And then and then I never watched them again.
Really?
To understand the story. Yeah, I got to watch them again. I have it on. I bought the Steelbook Blu-ray.
Ooh.
It was like $5 at Best Buy.
That's cheap.
It was on sale. I was like, taking it.
Watch that shit.
I got to watch it.
What about you? What's your take on... government, big government, big brother coming down on you and looking at your penis. Watch, it's going to be
looking at my penis.
It's going to be at the point where we notice the size of your penis is a little small, so we drop ship a fucking a penis pump to you.
Oh shit, penis pump. That's old school.
There's pills right now. What kind of lens do they have on this device? Are they able to see his penis? Need a macro lens. Then,
what are you fucking like? You just like hold your
kind
phone.
How zoom does that thing have?
How would they even have a picture of my penis? I told you to delete that.
Shit, you caught me on that one.
Let's see. I don't know. I think I'm one of those people that are kind of. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, fuck, this is not right. They're collecting all of our data. But then if you don't think about it, it's like, live my life.
I got shit to worry about, and if some dude's gonna look at my dick,
I got
there,
shit
like,
to worry. Yeah, honestly, right, I mean, on.
Got bigger fish to fry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you spend all your time worrying about, oh my god, the NSA is collecting my data, fucking somebody over in fucking security department's gonna be going through all my pictures and looking at me naked and this and that and this and that. It's like you shouldn't. I don't think you should get to the point where like. With all the, what was it? The Fappening, where all the celebrities' fucking pictures got hacked and all their nudes leaked and shit like that. That sucks for them. It's terrible. You should never want that. But at the same time, you shouldn't let it affect your life to where the point, like, if you want to take a dick pic and send it to somebody, don't let it stop you. I mean, if you're literally sending a picture of your dick or a nude, if your face isn't in it, then I mean, everyone has the same fucking parts.
Have you guys ever done that?
Done what?
Sent a dick pic?
No, I never have sent a dick pic.
Yes, I have.
Did it work?
It did.
I've never done
shocking.
That. Shocking. I've always shocking. How was he?
I know, I was just gonna say, what was his name?
His name was Tommy, all right?
Oh, I've always, Tommy.
I've always you know Tommy.
Tommy Two Tone, yeah, down on 33rd and 3rd.
Tommy Two Tone.
Big fucking cock on neck, gay.
Yeah, and it's Two Tone.
Oh, yeah, that's Tommy Two Tone is a real guy.
That's where he gets his name.
As thick as my fucking neck.
You should have seen this cock. Fucking specimen. God fucking got the mold right on this guy, I tell you.
But okay, so we're probably... What about you, Steven, real quick? What do you think about the private?
I don't care. I'm one of the people who... For me, it's convenience over privacy. Okay. I'm willing to give up some privacy for convenience. I mean, I wouldn't be willing to give up all privacy, obviously. You know, I don't think anybody would be, but...
Right.
I have more of a problem if it's like the NSA or the government doing it, because I didn't say they could, but big tech is the ones that are collecting most of people's data.
Yeah.
And you're saying you, every time you sign up for an app and you know, it says
terms and condition.
Allow, yeah. Can you allow this to access your microphone and your camera? So, I mean, it's your own fault. But it's convenience, you know. Do you want to just sign? You want to just open the app and it's already signed in and it's already ready to go, or do you want to every time you do that, you know, allow it, then disable it, and no one wants to do
that. There's, you want your screen to fold down and scan your eyeballs every time you have to
That I don't care, because I've signed that away and it's convenient for me. If that's like the NSA, you know, doing it without my permission, it kind of bothers me. But at the same time, I don't really care, you know.
Yeah,
like I don't think they should be doing it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to stop them or protest it or anything.
So the three of us, we're kind of in that realm of that average person that's like, whatever. But there's people like Alex Jones.
They're making the fucking frogs gay.
Like, there's that one guy like Alex Jones.
I mean, I have a little bit of that in me there, you know? It's like, that, I should be doing it, but do I really care that much?
Exactly, but there's like that one guy like Alex Jones, which there's a lot of people like that, I'm sure, but he just happens to have his own show where he's loud and be like, no, they can't be doing this. God damn it. God damn it. Yeah. They can't be doing this. Gets super crazy and it's like, calm down, bro. Let's just, I mean, is it avoidable? Not really.
It's really not.
I mean,
like you said, it's convenience. I would pick the convenience.
And
over.
I would say 90 plus percent of people are willing to, you know,
it's just like
give up that privacy for it. Those
Samsung phones. I think it's Samsung only, or maybe iPhone too. You just hold your phone up and it recognizes your face or your iris, I'm not sure, and unlocks your phone for you.
That's
a form of facial recognition. They could be sending that to the government or someone else.
This again, like, what are you gonna do?
But what people should be thinking of is, if they're gonna march for the right to sell their own private data, sell it. They want it.
Yeah.
The companies are taking it from us or with our permission, and they're selling it and making buco bucks. Why can't we sell it? Why don't we sell
monetize
it?
Monetize your data?
Exactly. Why don't, like they're going to take it anyways. Like someone else is going to make a profit. Why don't we make the profit?
That's true.
Hey, Google, you want my shit? Here.
You want to know that I've been like searching for...
Go ahead and take it, but you kick me a little back.
Exactly. Get a little percentage. Come on. There's got to be an entrepreneur out there that comes with some kind of business model to do that. I don't know.
I don't know how that would work, but
you just coined it right now.
Yeah, but I don't know how the fucking how would you do that?
Here's my browser history.
That'd be pretty fucking awesome, though.
Imagine, like, come on, profit off of your data is being stolen anyways. Just sell it yourself. You can make a shitload.
I mean, if there was a service out there to do it, then that'd be pretty cool. I'd sign up. You want to know? I've been looking at black major porn. Here you go.
Even an app, just like the other app. And you would download it and you can da 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 da. Oh, my percentage will be 25%. All right. Ooh,
that'd be cool. Income.
Okay, so convenience. It's all about convenience. But you know what? I heard an inconvenient truth the other day when it comes to food. And I don't like it.
Tell me about it, brother.
I don't like it. And apparently you guys are already privy to this information. Sorry for my ignorance, but Soybean oil is the devil.
They put it in everything.
Soybean oil is the devil. I was first afraid of soybean because, okay, I don't want to be a soy boy, gynoclamastia, estrogen, all that shit. But I heard the deep, dark truth about soybean oil. Apparently, it leads to obesity and diabetes at a much more alarming rate than high fructose syrup does. Which is crazy because I always saw high fructose syrup as the devil. Like, ooh, stay away from that. That's terrible.
High fructose syrup is just a fancy way of saying sugar, right? Basically.
And that's in everything too.
But the sugar is in fucking everything. Yeah,
but at least I see it. I'm like, ooh, high fructose syrup. I recognize it as like, oh, it's not too good to eat that. But soybean oil is classified like vegetable oil. If you look at the ingredients, vegetable oil, and in parentheses, canola and or soybean. Mm-hmm. But so the reason why it's so bad is because, I mean, sure, you can cook with soybean oil at home, whatever. It's vegetable oil. If you go to the store and buy vegetable oil, look at the ingredients, it'll say soybean oil.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the cheapest. It's because it's so cheap. Why it's so widespread. So many restaurants, fast food places, fast food, Carl's Jr., McDonald's, Burger King, all the good stuff, all the good yummy yummies,
all the
Domino's,
good. All the goods.
they all fry their shit and they all make their shit in soybean oil, which is alarming.
One place that doesn't is actually
Chick-fil-A too. Their breading is soybean oil.
One place that doesn't is Buffalo Wild Wings. They fry their wings in beef shortening.
Really?
Yeah.
B-dubs.
Yeah. Their wings are okay, but...
Well, on one of your guys' keto trips, how do you fry these wings, please?
Do you use beef shortening or do you use grass-fed beef tallow?
I'm not a fan of soy.
I'm not a soy boy, but...
Okay, so it's in almost in everything that we eat, including salad dressings.
Yeah. You can't buy a fucking... I mean, maybe at Sprouts or something, but...
And I went to the market, all frozen shit, soybean. Or not even soybean oil, it's soy flour, mm-hmm. all that shit. I looked at all the bread. That's why I got Dave's bread. All the other bread, even though they claim to be organic, soy. I mean, okay, that's organic, but still soy flour, like, oof.
Dave's awesome bread
or
something.
Okay, let me read some little points. Soybean oil is more obesogenic and diabetogenic than coconut oil and fructose in mice. Potential role of the liver. Okay, so the reason why they use mice is, you know, going back to that one study, and it could be like, oh, you need a shitload of soybean oil, but we could be eating a shitload of soybean oil. I will not be surprised if the average American goes to fast food restaurants Monday through Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Picks up
a lot of them. I wouldn't say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I'd say a lot of people probably do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So they're taking a bunch of soybean in, and it causes inflammation, which is exactly what sugar does. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you I stopped drinking soda for a while. I stopped eating bread and all that shit. And I could tell like my face got thinner.
Oh yeah.
It's not because I lost weight. It's because of inflammation.
Mm-hmm. We probably did get thinner too as a byproduct.
Oh yeah, that's true too. But that's so weird. Okay. So domestic consumption of soybean oil has more than quadrupled from 1,652,000 tons in 1964 to 6,576,000 tons as of 2016. Jesus Christ. That's
a fucking shitload.
At the same time, there has been an explosion in obesity and diabetes. It's correlation without causation.
Not coincidence.
Exactly. That's scary.
There's something else too, like the wheat germ, the way that they separate the wheat from the actual stock. Mm-hmm. They changed it in like the Industrial Revolution in order to speed the process up with the invention of white flour and even some wheat. Instead of eating the whole grain, they did something to speed the process up and be able to produce more and more and more wheat, which there is something to be said about that, because if it weren't for these industrialized foods and oils and just basically industrialized anything, dairy, meat, grains, whatever you want to call it, would we be where we are today as a civilization? You know, the process of being able to produce mass quantities of food at such a low cost and deliver it to so many people, I don't think we would be where we are today without it. But now that we know how bad it is for us, you have a choice to eat it or not to eat it. We're in a first world where we have that luxury where we don't have to just eat anything that we can get our hands on, like in some third world countries. So at this point, obesity for a lot of people is a choice. That's probably not the PC thing to say, but it's true. Oh yeah,
definitely is a choice. I mean, are there, I'm pretty sure there are medical conditions that keep people heavy. What is it, like a thyroid problem or something like that?
Which are probably increasing because people are eating a lot of things they don't even know are bad for them. Even healthy foods.
Dude, I didn't think, I mean, I still ate things with, I mean, okay, so if I go to McDonald's and eat a cheeseburger, I'm not thinking I'm eating soy. I'm eating soybean oil.
You're eating the cigarette of food, basically.
The leftover.
Not a fucking homemade rolled cigarette. You're eating the fucking Marlboros of food, basically.
Marlboro. I mean, there's
nothing worse than for you than eating fast food.
So we have a lot of people consuming this food. And my question is, like you just said, you know, that brings me to your point. There's people that will think, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The government's population control.
It's all about money.
Or it's so fucking cheap. Why wouldn't you use
these?
But because there's so many alternatives. Grapeseed oil, there's olive oil, there's canola oil, there's all these different. Who knows if those are...
Canola oil is bad for you too.
Yeah, who knows
what the fuck's a canola?
I know, what is a canola?
I don't fucking know what a canola is.
Yeah. I heard grapeseed oil is bad too.
I heard that's bad too.
But why? It comes to my next point. Who gives a shit? Everything's bad then.
I mean, if you really want to be healthy, per se, you have to kind of start making your own salad dressings.
What if you went completely vegan? Are you then completely healthy?
That's the healthiest diet you could be on right there. The most nutritious, healthiest diet you could be on. No, I don't.
Are you vegan?
I mean, no.
I was like, oh, you're serious.
Okay. No, I mean, I don't agree with the vegan diet. There's a lot of omega-3s and whatnot that you're going to be missing out on.
Supplements.
Yeah, there is supplements. But if you're a vegan, are you going to supplement fish oil? No. If you're a true vegan, you're not going to.
Oh.
Unless you're a pescatarian.
That's true.
But
no, but, oh shit, that's true.
Canola is from a rapeseed.
Rapeseed.
Oh, wow. My favorite kind of seed, goddammit.
Oh, I've heard of that. Really?
Vegans are...
I really wonder how they get their omegas then.
There is definitely other sources of it. Okay. You don't have to do that, but... I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm not a vegan. I'm very, very far from... I eat meat every single fucking day. Every single day. But I'm eating...
See, it's kind of hard. I'll go ahead and finish.
I was going to say, I'm eating mostly grass-fed meat and cheese. Not all, because it's extremely expensive. But there's a lot more nutrients and a lot less hormones. Industrialized meats have a lot of hormones that are pumped into the cows, that are pumped into... any animal byproducts that you're going to be getting. I don't know the names of the specific freaking hormones or whatever, but when you're eating industrialized meat or drinking or eating industrialized dairy, you're getting a lot of the hormones that they pump into these cows to make them fatter and yield more meat or yield more dairy much quicker and at a much faster rate than a grass-fed cow.
Well, they're just impregnating the cow over and over again.
Yeah, so you're getting those hormones in you, which are going to lead to basically nothing good. Whereas when you're eating grass-fed meat or grass-fed dairy, you're getting none of those hormones. You're getting all the cow's natural existing whatever's in it. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a nutritionalist. I just know that it's a lot better for you.
See, but then we have the vegan diet, vegetarian, keto,
pescatarian, paleo.
We have Atkins. Carnivore diet, where scientists say, oh no, actually eating only meat is really good for you, and then all this different stuff.
But people are like, stupid.
What is the right diet? I think it's just balance, not too much of
balance,
something.
And it also depends on the person, you know.
That's true because there are people. Like in, what is that documentary? The Big Mac, the McDonald's documentary.
Supersize Me. Yeah.
There's a guy in the interview. He said he's eaten a Big Mac every single day. For the past, like, I don't know how many, like 10 plus years. And he said every year he's gotten a clean bill of health from the doctor. So I really do think it has to do with the person and their metabolism and then
in moderation too.
Whatever chemicals they have that are, you know, it's the same thing as why do some people get cancer and some people don't. Like some people could smoke all their fucking lives and not get lung cancer.
Exactly.
But some people do.
The veteran that recently passed away was 112 years old. He was a veteran of World War II. He said one of the things, I can't remember his fucking name. It's going to drive me nuts.
Nathan Phillips. I'm just kidding.
I can't remember his name. He contributed.
That was the Stolen Valor, Native American.
He attributed his long life to, I think, cigars and whiskey or something like that. And he smoked a cigar and drank whiskey every day. So there's something
to be said.
That's
a good life, too. Not just a long one. That's a good life.
Cigars and whiskey. Hey, boy, pass me my cigar over there.
It depends on the person, but it also depends on... it does depend on the person. A lot of people out there are going to say, oh, I'm keto. I eat freaking lettuce-wrapped burgers from In-N-Out every single day. I eat steak slathered with bacon and cheese all over it every day. And they're saying, I'm low-carb. I'm keto, you know? There's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And a lot of people misinterpret information or just pick and choose. They like to cherry pick information that they hear. Oh, you're telling me I can get ripped six pack abs if I just eat cheese and bacon all day long and butter all day long? No, nobody's saying that. I mean, you can lose weight doing that, but that doesn't mean you're healthy. Just because you're losing weight doesn't mean you're healthy. You stop eating food entirely, you're going to fucking lose weight. That's not healthy at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so people attribute losing weight to being healthy, which isn't fucking true at all. You start doing meth, you'll lose weight. Stop eating food, you'll lose weight.
That's so true.
I think people are just very selective. They like to hear, they like to hear what they want to hear. And, carnivore diet, I can eat raw freaking bacon all day and eat cheese and lose weight.
Ew, raw bacon.
I don't know. I'm just saying this crazy shit that people like to come up with. They say, oh, keto's bad for you. You just eat bacon and butter all day long. You're going to fucking die. No, nobody's saying that. They're saying, eat grass-fed meats, grass-fed dairy, eat your greens, have a balanced diet between that, and cut out the carbs. That's basically what keto is saying specifically. But people like to misconstrue information, I think.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's see. In wrapping this episode...
In conclusion.
There you go. Let's try to find the word. In conclusion... you either choose to be outraged by your private data being collected or choose the lavish, luxurious commodity of convenience. Ooh, you like that, huh? In replace of your private data. I, for one, am choosing convenience because it's too much effort to fight against the fucking government.
I mean...
Think long and hard on... Long and hard. No, I don't want to get too excited, Stephen, okay?
Oh, there's the drone coming in. Long and hard. Yeah.
Targeted ad.
Think long and hard before you install that app. I'm not going to tell you to read the terms and conditions. I don't read that shit. TOS, Teams of Terms of Service. I don't know. Jack doesn't even read the term. Oh, no, he didn't read his own. Jack from Twitter. Think long and hard before you say, yes, access my microphone. I don't get paranoid, but I'm like, ooh, whenever an app says, can I access your location or access your microphone? I'm like, no, the fuck? I'm not going to access my microphone. So be careful. Be woke. That's all we ask of you guys. Be woke.
Okay? Woke AF.
And then Tyler.
This has been episode number 35. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and give it a like, give it a share, tell your buddies about us. Once again, we are a podcast promoting free speech. Just a couple of dudes that like to joke around and talk about what we want to talk about without worried about being labeled bigots or racists or sexists.
See for yourself. I don't care about being called a bigot.
Come at me, bro. Don't tread on me, brother.
Dude, yeah.
But like I said, like, share, subscribe, the whole nine yards, whatever medium you are listening to.
Leave a comment, talk some shit. I encourage you to talk some shit on us. Oh, wait, there's another comment, but we'll read it next episode.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you guys in episode 36.
See ya.
I hate gays. I'm homophobic.
35 of BroJuder. Don't forget, the next time you send a dick pic, it's not gay if it's the NSA.